Well, hello, Mariah. It's good to see you today. Hey, I know exactly what you're looking for. I just read minds. I just exactly know what it is you need right now. No, it's not going to help your boo-boo, okay? It's not going to help that. But I do have something that I know you were looking for. Got some hummus. Do you like hummus? Who likes hummus? We like hummus? What is hummus made out of? That's why they call it hummus, because nobody would eat chickpeas. I would never eat a chickpea. What are they made out of, chickens? I have no idea, but I know hummus is good, and actually I don't eat much of it, but as you saw by the hands here, we have lots of people who do. I know my wife Melissa just loves hummus. She loves chickpeas, but the hummus is great, and this is an interesting container of hummus. But you have to be in a position of being able to notice all the interesting messages that are in this simple container. And you need to look down to do it. Can't be looking up. Put your glasses back on. You're going to need them. Take your time. We'll wait. I'll have to make my message shorter now. Okay, here we go. It says organic. That's important, right? Organic hummus. You know what that means? Means they don't use any pesticides or any kind of chemicals to raise the chickpeas and the other things that are in it. And hope, what does hope, have to do with hummus? Well, hope happens to be the company name. And it's from Littleton, Colorado. And this company, they make hummus and they make lots of different flavors of hummus, and the company is named Hope. So they have hope right in the middle of their packaging. Hope. And it says this is the black garlic kind, are you paying attention? Okay, just wondering. See, and this says also down here, look, you have to keep looking down, because the blessing is down today, not up.
Spread God.
See, spread good things. Now, what do you think that's referring to, spread good things? Well, hummus, sometimes you spread it on crackers and things, so that's probably what they mean. But it kind of has a double meaning, because spreading good things is what we all should do, don't you think? We should spread goodness and kindness and love and joy. That's what God did, right? God spread good things in the world when he gave us Jesus as our Savior, don't you think? Yeah, so that's kind of a neat idea, spread good things. But wait, there's more. So you have to keep looking down. So when you open the hummus, there's an inner seal that would protect the hummus, right? It's sealed so you know no one else got in it and ate all the chickpeas up. And this says, what do you hope for? I think that's pretty clever in packaging for hummus. They ask a question when you open it, what do you hope for? Pretty neat, huh? So that's pretty neat. And it says at the bottom, spread good things. Well, you peel this away, and then you eat all the really, really, really cool hummus in there, which we already did ahead of time. I got this container from Richard, who comes to our Bible studies on Wednesdays, and he's the one that gave me this container, and he thought it was so cool, he wanted me to share it with our kids. Pretty neat, huh? So, and then inside, you'll notice after you eat all the hummus, you'd probably just walk away, right? But you have to keep looking down, because at the bottom of the jar of hummus is another message. So once you're done washing the container out and saving it, as I know you all will do, it says spread good things. So in opening up this very simple container, we've had messages like hope, spread good things, and on the inside, what do you hope for? Spread good things. After you eat the very good things that you just spread, you spread good things again, and then on the back, it also says hope. It's a pretty cool company, don't you think? You know, all these messages are really important, that everybody in our community is looking for hope. You know what hope is? Hope is that somebody's not going to push you down again at school, like what happened to you this week. Yeah. Hope is recognizing that when we do good things for others, that we just need to do those things. And sometimes hope does not return to us, but hope always accomplishes good in the world. To hope, because God is always with you, and God always wants to bless you. And sometimes we have to pay attention to the blessings, because you have to keep looking down, peeling layers away, and as we keep looking, maybe all of us, like Jesus has done, is we'll spread good things too. Sounds like a great idea? All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you that you've given us good news to spread around. And I ask that you bless Mariah today. Give her hope. Let her not be discouraged by lots of little things, important things, painful things sometimes can happen in our lives, but that you are always with us and always want to inspire us to keep moving and spreading good things for others. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being with me today.